I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I am here with Bill McKenna again today. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Liz Larson.
So happy to have you back this week. And we have a fun show for you guys today. It's really about the idea that you cannot manifest beyond what you feel. So your predominant emotional state, how you really feel about yourself, what you think about yourself, really is the limit to which you can manifest. So if you're able to expand that, if you're able to change how you feel at your core, what you think about yourself, what you feel about yourself, you can literally change the parameters of what's possible to manifest, but also in what time frame you can manifest. And Bill and I, we're in this great position. We get to hear the most amazing stories because we have these incredible practitioners who are out there doing Cogno Movement all the time and helping people manifest just insane things, just nuts, right? So we have this fun of hearing these stories, but we've also experienced them ourselves. And then we've got people who are doing Cogno Movement just on their own, you know, with our static class programs, who are creating miracles that way too, and huge manifestations. But it's all through changing themselves and how they really, really feel. So you were telling me off camera, Bill, that you heard a story of an instant manifestation today from somebody who does the work pretty much every day, right?
That's right. Well, you know, before I tell the story, you know, if people are listening to this, when we talk about manifesting, so manifesting is going on constantly for every person. And when we say you can't manifest greater than we feel, what we mean is the ease of manifesting. So, meaning, you know, you think about, let's say, something, you know, like, wow, I'd really like that car, or, you know, I'd really like that house, or maybe it's a cheeseburger. But the ease with which it happens, or the speed with which it happens, the combination of both, in different levels of kind of how we feel, meaning when I say levels, I mean the density of the feeling. And when I say density, I mean, does it feel heavy? Shame, guilt, humiliation, anger, worry? Those are heavy, right? They don't feel very good. And the lighter emotions where you're feeling joy for no reason, you know, you're feeling appreciation, those things feel very light. So in these dense feelings, things will happen through effort, through force of will, and will take a while to happen. And in these lighter frequencies or feelings, things speed up. So to the story, and this story, by the way, I heard this story this morning. This is somebody who practices, you know, what we do every day. And they happen to live in the northwest of the United States. And in that area, it's very wooded. You know, there's forests, you know, big redwoods and what have yous. And she goes out for a walk with her dog. And, you know, she loves the outdoors. And she's she's going on this, basically this hike into the forest. And she realizes that, oh my gosh, I'm starting to get the effects of like low blood sugar. And for her, when she gets low blood sugar, she'll get a migraine and other things will start happening. And it's absolutely no good. So she needs, you know, like certain food types that will get everything back into balance, proteins and what have you. And she didn't have any food with her. This is out of the dog. And you know, it's so beautiful out there, just not thinking. But she's in this great state where she was like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful here in the forest. My dog I love. I mean, how could it be any better? You can imagine kind of the big trees and the moss, you know, that with the moss and the, you know, that crisp, cool, green, you know, all the vegetation everywhere. And she starts noticing this blood sugar issue and said, oh my gosh, it's too far. I can't go back now. It's going to be a long time, but I really want cheese. There's a piece of cheese in the fridge. When I get home, that's what I'm going to have. Immediately when I get home, I'm going to have this cheese. So she really wants cheese. She takes a few steps, walks just a few steps, and the dog has got something and he starts chewing on a package, looks down, and it's a package. He didn't make it through the package. The dog didn't. Salami and what else? Cheese. As she opens it up, you know, she sees obviously it fell out of somebody's backpack or something. It was fine. Opens it up, eats the cheese. That like that, merely just thought about it. Now, you know, I know, you know, everybody's thinking about this and that's like, that's simply weird, you know, but it wasn't a car. It wasn't a body. It wasn't a monkey. It wasn't a snake. It wasn't a roll of Band-Aids. It wasn't a tent. It was cheese. Sealed up such that, hermetically sealed, so she could have it. Cheese. This is the type of thing. Now, this is just one example, but I'm going to tell some other examples of this exact thing that is instantaneous. But she was in that joy of being in that beautiful environment, the big redwoods, the moss, the coolness, you know, feeling the joy of being with her best companion, her dog. It was like joy experienced.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really a cool story. And it is it's a weird if you're not used to hearing those kind of stories. But to Bill and I, it's like, well, obviously, she was in such an expansive state and in enough energy, there was enough energy in that joy that, of course, that manifestation was instant. People might be thinking, well, if I'm going to manifest, I don't want to manifest salami and cheese. I want to manifest a Maserati, right? But you know, here's a thing to clarify. We are literally manifesting every minute of every day. There's this term that we've thrown out that sounds magical, but literally everything that shows up around us based on how we're feeling. You know, it's the way you experience it is through the way you're feeling. Now, if she'd gone out in that forest and thought, oh, holy crap, you know, I need to eat, and then been frustrated by it, and then started worrying about it, and then, you know, fussing about it, you know, that hike probably would have been extended. She might have fallen and twisted her ankle. Like, the experience would have been completely different. But she was in the joy of that forest, and she wanted cheese. So the cheese just had to show up, right?
Right then, right there. In real life,
in real life. Who knows where it came from? That's none of our business. But it showed up. It's the same. We've used this analogy 1,000 times, but it's a real thing. You go out of your house, cranky, being a troll, go to the grocery store, and you're going to run into 5 other people just like you. It's going to be a sucky experience, right? So your life literally reflects back to you your predominant feeling. And it could be in the moment. It's really, really changeable, right? She was in beautiful joy and got salami and cheese right when she needed it. Now imagine if everywhere you go, it's that easy. The next thing just shows up, and the next thing just shows up, and the next thing, right? You would just go along your merry way, and that would be fantastic. But for most of us, we don't spend enough time in that state. We're like, oh, that's pretty. Oh, here, let me be cranky about my power bill. Oh, that's nice, Bill. Oh, but let me be irritated about what my dog just did on the floor, right? We just don't, we're not conscious, I think, is the point I'm trying to make of being in that state. So think about it. Like, what if you were, right? What else do you have, Bill? You said you had some other stories.
Oh my gosh. Well, these stories, you know, I tell a couple of stories about these instant manifestations. Now, there are degrees to manifesting. We had talked before this about how hard things can be, you know, done through effort, right? If I don't feel good and if I'm in a worried place, then it happens through a force of will. I manifest, but it was my hard work and effort that got me there. The next step up is where synchronicities and coincidences simply start to happen. And then the final step is literally, I think, cheese, and cheese shows up like now. So this next story illustrates kind of how the universe kind of works related to this. And this person was also somebody who spends an awful lot of time kind of in that joy state. They have a zest for living. They're just a zest for living person. You run into those, you know, they're just like, they're having fun. And they kind of see the good in a situation and kind of like, you know, really enjoy their life. Well, this particular one, I love it because she was looking at a recipe, and in the recipe, it called for specifically corn salsa, and it was lunchtime, and she wanted to make this recipe but it called for corn salsa. Now, mind you, she didn't have corn salsa, and she knew that, you know, it was kind of, the weather wasn't so much, and she didn't want to go to specifically, get this, Trader Joe's for corn salsa. Now, Trader Joe's in the United States is a, you know, particular chain out there of stores. Well, she ends up folding it up and said, you know what, I'm going to set this aside because I'm not going to Trader Joe's to get the corn salsa, but I sure do like that recipe, you know, and I want to get that, you know, next time I'm down there. Five minutes, tick-tock, 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 5 minutes. There's a knock on the door. A woman comes to the door and says, hi, I'm your neighbor. We haven't met yet, but I was in my fridge. I just bought this corn salsa from Trader Joe's this morning, and I took a spoonful of it. I go, oh, I don't really like this, but I think maybe my neighbor does. or wood. I'm going to go over. Seals it back up. She took a spoon, right? She said, hey, you know what? This is, I didn't contaminate it, right? I had a clean spoon. And she's, would you like this corn salsa? Oh my, yes, thank you so much. That would be lovely. I've been wanting some corn salsa. She goes and has a lunch. It is crazy. But you know, here's the common denominator. You know, the common denominator is that they were people that were living as a real felt experience, joy. Their brain wasn't gyrating on this person who screwed them. That bill that's due next month, the what's not working in their body or their health or their life, they were focused on, you know, what? How do they say it in France? No, it's like the joy of life. It's the joy of life. They go, I know people are saying, oh, there's a word for it. But they got the French, of course, the French do. But they call it le joie de vie or something. I don't know.
Joie de vie.
But the joy of life. And they all hold this really great lesson, you know, certainly for myself, you know, when I get to talk to these people, and it's like the reminder, Bill, keep it together, get back into the joy, you know, it's going to go a lot better for you.
Yeah, it's so true. All right, we're up against our first break of the day. Let's hear from our dear sponsors, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Liz. Have you noticed that fear is everywhere? You're being bombarded with it on the TV, on the radio, through social medias, and it's taking over your mind, your heart, your consciousness. There's something you can do about it right now. Join us for a free class to clear the fear at cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We are talking about manifesting, really, that you can change the way you experience the world in a better way. You can make it better and better. If you know how to change the way you're feeling in the moment and in general, and Bill was talking about, you know, feeling more joyful, being the moment of more joy. But I want to acknowledge that, you know, joy is not the common state that is happening right now around us. We, Bill and I both listened to a podcast that we like, Brian Scott. And this morning we were listening to one where he was really talking about psyops and how there's all of this stuff coming at us all the time that is really negative in nature, and how all the sides are trying to convince you of something, and how it's really intended to jack up your nervous system, to get you worried, to get you upset, to get you in fear, to get you in pain. And, you know, Bill and I, we really have a different thought about this. We know that your predominant emotion, whatever runs in your system, how you feel about yourself, like we were talking about in the beginning, is what will get you attached to any given idea. So let's say that you're a person who really is mired in guilt in your life. Like your nervous system, it's so good at being a time traveler, it's focused on guilt that happened to you, something to be guilty about, maybe something to be ashamed about, someone to blame. And then you hear on the news, hey, you really should feel guilty for this whole group of people and how they were even brought to the United States. Or you really should feel guilty because this group of people doesn't have the kind of rights you have. Your nervous system in a state of guilt and shame, it's going to attach to that. It's going to be the thing that you focus on, that you draw in, that you get upset, that really jacks up your nervous system. Now, thanks to whatever you heard on the news or, you know, on social media, now you're walking around with that thing really amplified. And you're just going to run into it out in the world. You're going to see it. People are going to tell you about it. You know, you're going to get more of it on your social media, obviously. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger until you're an advocate for it. Now you're holding up a flag. Now you're leading a protest. Now your whole life is about this thing. You've just manifested a life based on guilt. However, it's really just a choice if you know that you have the choice to move that up the scale. Would you prefer to be at, let's say, neutrality? Neutrality is one of my favorites because what it really means is that you're not attached to any of those. It comes and it bounces off of you, right? Oh, here's a big news article about some impending doom. If I'm just in neutral, I'm like, okay, yeah, I see you coming. No, thank you. Not interested. You know, it's like when people come to solicit at your door, knock, knock, knock. No, thank you. I'm not interested. But in neutrality, I have the ability to do that. No, thank you. I don't attach to it and then start to manifest everything around it. If you're in a place of, like Bill said, joy, which can actually be focused on, it can be amplified in your system just as easily, actually, can be. If you're in a state of joy and that terrible thing comes a knocking, the next plague, you're like, oh, hey, I'd love to entertain you right now, but I'm super busy creating this whole new thing over here. You want to see my flower arrangements? Oh, guess what? And I've got a book. And you know, I'm going to just jump on this rainbow and fly away. You just have no interest at all. And you flip into that joyful state no matter what, no matter what comes. And that makes the most fun and the most interesting manifesting, is when you can be joyful in the face of whatever the hell else is going on. Don't you think, though?
You know, I've seen this play out. I've seen this play out. You know, I told this story before, and it was long ago. So I'll tell it again to illustrate the point that you're making. You know, I have a sister. I have eight sisters. And one of my sisters was, you know, really, I've known her all my life. She was just as kind and bubbly and everything, you know, that everything positive. And I don't say that, I don't say this because she's my sister, but she just is. She was homecoming queen of our high school and, you know, a joy to be around even to this day. It's just her nature. She's the wind beneath the wings of everybody she runs into. She is an uplifter. Now, myself, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, I was, you know, I admit all this, you know, I had some traumas and I didn't know what to do with them. And I was angry and violent and everything despicable, you know, you name it, you know, I was there and I would freely admit it. You know, I was even prejudiced. You know, I grew up next to the Mexican border and I got to actually be the person discriminated against because I'm Irish, you know, I'm white. And when, you know, you're the only one, when you're the only, whatever you are, if you're the only one, you're the target. So it was very different for me in my life. You know, I got to be the one. So this played out where I was actually in the, at the time, studying for my black belt. And we would go to Compton, you know, and this is back in the 80s, you know, and Compton was very much, you know, a violent place. And there was the Black Karate Federation there. So our teams would go and we'd spar together. Anyway, so I had some firsthand experience, and my sister was coming home from college at the time, and I was, you know, back at my parents' house, and she comes in, and she's like, "Oh my God, we had the best trip down. You know, we stopped in to Compton in a diner. We went to a diner in Compton, and there was a bunch of, you know, black ladies there, and they had the music on, and we were dancing together, and we had so much fun. The entire place was dancing, and we had a great meal, and then we got on the road, and it was just so fun." And I was like, "Oh my God, you don't know, you know." And my consciousness was that, "Oh my God, you're going to get murdered. You're going to get attacked. You're the target. You don't understand," you know, all these things. And she's looking at me like, "What the hell's wrong with you? You're stupid. You're literally stupid." And I'm looking at her like she's stupid. Anyway, it wasn't, you know, fast forward, you know, 40 years. And I got to understand, no. She can go into a situation like that because she's filled with joy. She's filled with joy. She walks into a situation and everybody around her changes. They begin filled with joy. Nothing ever happens to her. Only things where people are so happy to be around her. Me, on the other hand, I would walk into a situation and, you know, somebody's going to be bloody and somebody might be going to jail. I don't know. You know, it's not good. It's not good. Anyway, point is that same reality, but our level of consciousness will dictate what happens. And so it's a very curious thing, and because few of us get the opportunity to actually witness this in real action, because we're always living in our same gig. You know, myself, fortunately, you know, I got woke up to another reality, and I don't live in the old reality anymore. I go anywhere I want, and I'm laughing and having fun, you know, and nothing happens to me.
Yeah, I mean, you said something. You said same reality, different outcome. I'm adding the outcome part on, but I would argue it isn't the same reality. I would argue that your predominant emotion created one reality in which when you would go to Compton, it was dangerous. And your sister literally was living in a different reality where she went to Compton and she had a party.
It was a party.
She had a great time.
A fabulous, not just a little bit of fun, a lot of fun.
You know, this is an interesting thing. You know, culturally, people are different as well. In Italy, they can turn anything into a party. They just do. My friend was there with her husband, and they were, when you want to find your relatives in Italy, if you know what town you're from, you have to go to the cemetery. You go to the cemetery and you look for where your family is. And a lot of times there are these people that work there. Every time there's people that work there. Cemeteries are a very different looking thing in Italy. And it's like a little city. And, you know, if you're wandering around and you don't look like you're from there, eventually somebody's going to come and ask you, hey, who are you looking for? So my friend was there looking for their family. And the person says, what's your last name? And she tells them. And so they said, hey, I know those people. Get in our car. So they get in the car with complete strangers, drive 40 minutes, go up and knock on a door. And the door opens and the guy says, hey, I think these people are your relative. They don't know each other from Adam. The next thing you know, this neighbor has told that neighbor and that neighbor has told the other neighbor, and there everybody's bringing food and it's a party. That same trip. Now, if you knew these people, these were the most kind and sweet. Like, I don't know if precious is the right word to describe anybody, but these were precious people, just loving, beautiful people, the husband and wife. And on the same trip, they are in Cefalù, and there's roundabouts and somebody hits their car and there's a car accident, right? So they're there, and in Italy, nothing happens quickly and takes the police a while to get there. And pretty soon they get there. They start talking, where are you from? Who's your family? All of this. She said, the next thing you know, people are not honking and yelling and screaming like you'd expect. They're, again, having a party. Hey, guess what? These are the Americans, but they're actually our relatives. They're from here and they're from there. You know, the people laughed. They said it was the craziest thing. We keep looking around for a fight to start out because that's what would happen in the U.S., you know, but there they were having a party. So for them, it's a completely different reality. You know, they show up and beautiful things happen where somebody else, there might have been a fight, or the people in the cemetery might have thought, well, you guys are nuts. I'm not putting you in my car and taking you to strangers that you don't know. But they had the most beautiful time. And I think that's what's possible when you're in that kind of state. It's like being a little bubble of magic that wherever you go, really great things happen and unexpected things.
Oh, you know what, Liz? You met my two friends, Chris and Pat. You know, we've known each other since we were kids, you know. And we were doing one of the trainings. They came by and said hi, and I just love them both. And anyway, I don't know, years ago, you know, well, not that many years ago, maybe a decade ago or something, maybe more. We were all on Catalina Island, and we were taking a van from the airport down to the town. And, you know, we're just happy to be together. And there's other people in the van too. And it's a long road. It's, you know, maybe, I don't know, an hour, a 45 minute drive, something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, ka-plunk, 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 ka-plunk. There's a flat tire in the van. And because we are all in a state of, you know, joy just being together, right? We're just like, hey, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, look what happened. You know, and it wasn't like, oh my God, no, we're late. Oh no. And oh, how are we going to get it? Immediately. And this, you have to have a permit to get back in the place, you know, so no, there's no cars, no help, no nothing. But it wasn't but maybe 3 minutes. I mean, we get out and say, oh my, looky that, you know, and it's just, oh wow. And, you know, the driver's kind of irritated or whatever, but we're having fun. Another friend, you know, this other people I know, they pull up in a truck and they're like, hey, what's going on? You know, and so now there's more positive energy, you know, other friends, and they're laughing and having fun. They've got beer. They've got a cooler full of beer. Next thing you know, they're out there too. The beer's out. You know, they're like, and they're a bunch of, you know, blue collar, you know, like they're all mechanical, you know, work on car type guys. So it's not like in their minds, this is not like me, you know, if it was just, oh no, change a tire. Oh no. You know, it's fun. The whole thing was one big party and a bunch of laughter. There's a lot of, you know, just horsing around by the side of the road. It's one of my fun, fond memories. Yeah. So the level of consciousness, you know, that good feeling attracted more friends to the party.
Right. Yeah. The way you feel about it. Hey, yeah. We're up against our second break for the day. Let's hear from our good sponsors, and we will be right back.
Hey, it's Bill. Are you sick and tired of being worried all the time, being afraid all the time? There's something you can do about it. Take your free class, cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333 336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're back and we're talking about manifesting and how you're feeling, what your predominant emotion is, will predicate what you see next, what happens next. I'll tell another Italy story. You know, when you're in a foreign country, things are very, very different. You know, Italy and America, it's a Western country, but things are different. You know, people do things differently. And I spend time in Sicily when I go. So we used to take people on tour there. First, it was language tours, and then it was, spirituality, consciousness tours. And, you know, I've been there enough times to know a particular truth that when everything goes wrong, wait for it, the thing that happens next is going to be beyond your imagination great, right? But as Americans, when we have plans, we need to stick to those plans. You got to be there at a certain time. You know, if things go wrong in a plan, especially with a group, a big group of people, you know, it's a problem. And now we get all upset and irritated, right? Well, I knew that when things go wrong, that's when things go great. So I would instruct everybody, okay, if something goes wrong, and inevitably it will on this trip, wait for it, because that's when the next funnest thing is going to happen. And it really is based on what you expect to have happen. So I would always sit back and wait. Everybody would be like, oh my God, we're going to be late. Oh my God, you know, our cars broke down. Oh my God, you know, there's a roadblock. Oh my God, there's a huge storm. So I would sit back and smile and say, wait for it. And you wait for some amazing human there in Italy that'll be like, hey, what's going on? You need help? Like, well, yeah, you know, we're just this group of American girls and we're having trouble. Like, oh, well, let me call my cousin Luigi because he's got the answer to that, you know, exactly thing. Or, hey, my cousin Sylvia over here has this amazing slow food restaurant. It just happens to be open right now. You can take your whole group and wait out the storm or wait out the repair on the car, whatever it is. You get in there. And now it's a 5-star slow food chef. There's nobody else in the whole place. You know, their kids come out and talk to you. They, you know, feed you things, whatever the kitchen makes. It's a whole gourmet thing. Now you have friends forever. And then they tell you about a secret spot that tourists don't know about that you should go next. And then there's a guide that takes you there. We have been to closed archaeological digs, many, many of them this way. We've been to closed restaurants. Just our group was there. I mean, the things, the magic that has happened just by being in the attitude of, oh, let's see what happens next. Something cool is going to happen. And I'm not under any illusion or delusion that it's not 100% me expecting something great to happen next. Because it could be that I would expect, I would get in turmoil, I'd get frustrated, I'd be maybe in anger or fear, being the guide of this whole group of people, and everything goes off the rails, and then it could have gone real bad, right? It could be a whole gap in the trip, somebody could get injured, that kind of thing. It's really about the lens through which you see and what you really expect to happen next. For me, it's like the funnest thing that could ever happen is something to go wrong on one of those trips, because just wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing. You know, I have too many stories gone the other way, but I used to love to deny I had anything to do with it, you know, but the acceptance that we actually affect physical reality, especially if you're somebody who ordinarily is trying to spending their time in a feeling of appreciation, joy, gratitude. If you do slip out of it, the ramifications, happen quite quickly, and the environment gets very responsive. My wife likes to, say I'm a fire starter because things start falling over. I'm not, in my vicinity, things break and fall over. She's like, he's mad about something.
It really is true. And so I know it brings up the question, like, what do you do about it? Well, one is the awareness. The first thing is the awareness. Okay, everything's going straight to hell. Oh, wait, how do I feel in the moment? You got to check your physical body. And you can't deny it, you want to deny it, but when you've got that constriction, of fear, or the heat of anger in your chest or in your head, or your hands are clenched or your jaw is tense, when you're in that state, but you don't really realize it unless you stop to have the awareness to look at it. So that really is step one of being able to change it. You got to get to the place where you can look at yourself and understand, ah, crap, this is me. I am doing this. But when you can, then you can flip it. We have a class coming up. It's starting on April 20th. By the time this airs, it will have started. But don't worry about that. You can actually go back and do the replay. It's 5 months. We're doing one class a month. And we're going to actually target some of these heavy, lower emotions so that they're not your predominant feeling. And the thing is that most of us don't realize they are our predominant feeling. So we're going to get hit shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride, and courage in these 5 months, one class a month. And we're actually going to change it the way your nervous system feels about this level. It's going to change the way you're processing that information, and it's going to delete it from the present. So wherever you had that experience of shame or guilt or apathy in the past, your body's focused on it, your nervous system is time traveling to relive it. We're going to delete that and bring you to the present. And what happens is with these type classes is you bump up and up and up and up. Your predominant state, your preset, ends up much, much, much higher. And now things look completely different. Now you function completely different. So we want to invite everybody who's listening to this to come to cognomovement.com, go to the events, upcoming events, and you'll see the classes. They're actually individual modules. So you could take one at a time if you want, or you get a much better deal if you take them all at once. But 5 months from now, actually, in the first class, everything changes. But at the end of 5 months, you're actually a whole different human. And the reality, the lens through which you're seeing is completely different. And you have that ability to quickly change things.
It is an amazing journey. You can imagine being free of your shame, being free of your fear or worry, being free of your anger, being free of your resentment. Imagine what that might be like if you could actually have that in your life. What would happen? What would you feel? What would you experience? How would people experience you? We have a moral responsibility to get ourselves to a place of happiness. And by that I mean that the way that you are affecting others around you, if you've ever had a teacher, a parent, a boss that was not happy, you know what I'm saying. Wasn't it their responsibility to get themselves happy? I mean, the way they affected you, That's us. That's us. That's something that we have a responsibility as well. And how are you going to get there? How are you going to make that happen? Well, you got to relieve yourself. You've got to change your nervous system.
Absolutely. And we're going to do that in these next 5 months leading up to our big event, which is CognoConscious at the end of the year. Find out more about that at cognomovement.com and go to the upcoming events. And we've hit the end of our time, Bill McKenna. It's been a fun conversation. And we'll see everybody again next week. Until then, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.